Please lower your head and watch your step while boarding.
Welcome to the Attractions Podcast. You are all clear for dispatch. Have fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 130 of the Attractions Podcast, sponsored by Destinations with Character Travel. I'm Seth.
And I'm Carly.
And we are here to talk to you about the latest and the greatest in theme park news and more, as well as what's going on in our own lives. And Carly and I have been in each other's lives. We got to see each other in person this week. Very rare occasion. We got to meet up at Disneyland. And there are probably stories to tell, but I'll be honest, I can't remember all of them because we hung out at Trader Sam's maybe a little too late.
Right.
And if you have the opportunity to go drinking at a tiki bar with Carly, take it. Bring some Tylenol because I'm just getting over my headache.
It was a great
but
time.
But I had a great time. Thank you so much. It was great getting, and we also, in addition to meeting up at Disneyland, we also got to both go to Knott's Berry Farm for the media preview of their big Boysenberry Festival. And we both had a great time. A lot of fun food that we got to try. It was very nice of Knott's to host us both for that.
Yeah, that was amazing. Thank you, Knott's. The food was incredible. I think it's their best festival food yet. So hopefully we'll get to chat about that soon.
Yep. Thumbs up for that Boysenberry Sangria.
I could
drink a lot of that. Yeah.
Yes.
And
this year was the first year they made it in-house. So that is key to it being so delicious this year. So
highly recommended. Well, you're in Dollywood. I'm in Southern California, but there is news all over the theme park world. So without any further ado, let's get into the news. All right, we're going to start out with something that is not just big theme park news. This is big news nationwide. Disney's Bob Chapek admits, quote, "I missed the mark on the quote on the so-called Don't Say Gay bill." Bob Chapek, who is Disney's chief executive officer, has offered a major apology to company cast members and the LGBTQ+ community in response to Florida's new quote unquote Don't Say Gay bill. In case you have been living under a rock, this is a bill that has been passed by the Florida legislature. It is on its way to Governor Ron DeSantis's desk. The official name is Parents' Rights in Education Bill. But among other things, it prohibits teachers from having any discussion of gender or sexuality with kids up until grade 3. And there's a whole lot of stuff in this. I encourage everyone to read the bill. I'll just say that Chapek, after his initial very fine people on both sides statements, for him to strongly come out with this kind of apology, a real mea culpa, really just shows how big this story has gotten in the last week or so.
Right. And it happened so quickly. And from his perspective, he's saying that he was consulting behind the scenes. I believe that is what we're hearing now. But he finally did come out and say something, which is what matters now.
Yeah. I mean, the argument that Bob has been making, and this is as opposed to Bob Iger, the previous CEO, who was much more politically attuned and willing to make kind of social statements and stances on Disney's behalf. Chapek has been much more about just following the money and not wanting to stick into any controversial issues. But especially when Disney is moving a huge part of their creative workforce from California, which is a very gay-friendly state, to Florida, you know, that you've got a lot of employees who are going to be affected by these kind of bills and kind of attitude in among the Florida legislature. I know this is something that has caused a lot of pain, a lot of stress. And I can't remember ever seeing high up people in the Disney organization before, you know, statements on behalf of Disney Animation and prominent Imagineers publicly disagreeing with their CEO, and then him coming around and saying, you know, I made a mistake and I should have done better.
Right. I mean,
that doesn't happen often in any business, especially Disney.
Right. I mean, and people saw, I mean, I feel like this was him showing kind of his true colors. He operates like a traditional businessman. And you know what, when you're
Absolutely.
Not only the largest employer in the state of Florida, but also in the country, you know, you gotta mm-hmm. kind of have to step up, especially
yeah.
now. You know,
yeah.
I think they
largest. Yeah. So now, anyone who is expecting, though, this admission to change the Florida governor's mind, the governor of Florida has pretty much said, we don't care what Disney says, we're doing what we want to do. You know, this story is definitely not over. This is something that I think is going to be hanging around for a long time.
Right. And then also, he's going to said they're going to stop making political donations or reassess
yes.
it for the future. That's another big piece
yes.
of this.
Yes, they're temporarily pausing all political donations in Florida, and are going to start taking a look, supposedly, at what the people that they are giving money to are supporting, which seems to me like a good idea. I think the days of a corporation just being able to say, well, we just donate to someone because they're pro-business and we don't care what their other positions are, I don't think that flies anymore. I think consumers, you know, want, if they know the money they're spending at the parks is flowing to politicians, then they want them to be taking a look at what there's being done with that money.
Exactly. And I think only, so, you know, time will tell how performative this is. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
we're waiting on
yeah.
bated breath.
It's, but... Yeah, it's a bigger step than Bob Chapek has been willing to take until now. But it's still, right now it's just words. So we'll see what gets put into action. All right. Moving on, Disney's Boardwalk is announcing all new offerings and enhancements. Over the next few years, guests at Walt Disney World Resort can expect to see some exciting new enhancements coming to Disney's Boardwalk, from new dining experiences to updates to the hotel. And some old favorites are going away. The
yes.
biggest news is that it looks like the ESPN Zone is going to be transformed into the Cake Bake Shop by Gwendolyn Rogers, and that's expected to open in 2023. How do you feel about this?
This is a really tough pill to swallow. ESPN, it was always one of my favorite spots. Location aside, it's really the only sports bar on property besides Rick's.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this, you know, the Boardwalk area, you have to remember, it caters to convention goers. So I feel like the loss of a sports bar is going to, I think it's going to be felt. I mean, you see all those people trickle in from Swan and Dolphin. And I think, you know, this might be helpful for Swan and Dolphin. But, you know, they also love Jelly Rolls, which is always very busy, at Atlantic Dance Hall.
Mm-hmm.
So to now get rid of that and put in what could be best described as maybe kind of like a bougie afternoon tea experience.
No.
That's what it
you
is.
You said it, not me.
Yes. So if this,
yeah.
this one yep. does exist in other locations. And that's kind of what it looks like. I haven't visited, but I've read, you know, a few other people that that's what they kind of said it is, which it is a great fit for the Boardwalk Resort. I think it's going to do well with those clientele and with Yacht and Beach folks, but I think it's a real loss yes. to Disney to not have just that sports bar. And it was a great one too.
Yeah. In addition, there's going to be some enhancements inside the Boardwalk Inn itself. Lobby, lounge, and the guest rooms are going to get what they call some light and airy updates to enhance the seaside theming. They're also going to be adding a new coffee shop right outside of the hotel lobby with some quick bites. So if you're staying there at Boardwalk Inn, those might be helpful. But if you are a sports fan, it's been a tough few years at Disney. NBA, that left before we even knew what it was. And ESPN, real popular for a long time. So I know some people are going to feel that loss. But if you want more information about Disney's Boardwalk, you can go to disneyworld.disney.go, or Destinations with Character Travel will help you book that trip. Next up, Six Flags Fiesta Texas is kicking off its 30th anniversary celebration into high gear. The park officially opened in March of 1991, but pandemic, we're celebrating the 30th anniversary all throughout 2022. And it involves new roller coasters, expanded festivals, mini museums, and even a nostalgic then and now trail. It's a full year of festivals, kicking off the 30th anniversary festival from March 24th through March 30th with the return of classic shows, including Rockin' at Rockville High. And then we go into an American Food Festival July 1st, and then it's just one festival after another throughout 2022.
Yes, and Fright Fest will be back September 9th through October 30th. Mm-hmm. And then I think kind of the most exciting part to me is that they're really tapping into nostalgia for this, which, you know, mm-hmm. you don't always see at the regional theme parks, but I think they're kind of taking note that people love that, you know, these people that have been coming with their family for years love to see kind of a celebration of where they have come in the 30 years.
Absolutely. And in addition to the nostalgia, they've also got something brand new. They are almost ready to debut this summer, Dr. Diabolical Cliffhanger, which is being called the world's steepest dive coaster. This is a dive coaster with a drop that curves back in to 95 degrees beyond vertical for its first drop. It's also got some fun steampunk theming. It almost reminds me a little of the Baron 1885 that they have in Efteling.
Yes.
With the design of the cars and the station, if you are into the history of the park, you can discover 30 different then and now plaques, which have been scattered around the parks, in addition to mini museums in each of the park's original sections, and collect buttons, which will feature some favorite rides and shows and events from the past. Whole lot of stuff to celebrate. And you can find out more about all of that at sixflags.com. Have you ever been to Six Flags Fiesta Texas? It's one I have not been able to make it out to yet.
I have not, but I did grow up about Six Flags. 20 minutes from Six Flags, Great Adventure. So I did a lot of Fright Nights in my day.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Same me. We both grew up in New Jersey. So yeah, Great Adventure was kind of the home park. And Great Adventure back in my day was a little scary. It was a little sketchy. It's come a long way.
I'm not sure Mars really has, but this one looks excellent. When I'm in Texas next, I will definitely love to visit.
Absolutely. Okay, next up, heading across the pond all the way to Movie Park, Germany, where they are making some major changes for the 2022 season. This park, Movie Park Germany, is reopening on March 25th, and they are going to be sporting a new children's area, expanded retail and dining, and four favorite attractions are coming back. They've done, during the downtime, they have done some upgrades to their infrastructure, everything from electric car chargers to themed benches, and they've got four attractions that are coming back: a 4D cinema, a Lost Temple roller coaster, Time Riders simulator ride, and fingers crossed, the Crazy Cops New York stunt show will all be returned.
Yes. And then also when it comes back, younger visitors are going to get a new play area. And we saw some of the pictures of it. It's a theme to the Santa Monica Pier, and they have, you know, mm-hmm. a recreation of that iconic sign if you've ever visited Santa Monica in Southern California. And there's going to be climbing fish, trampolines, a Baywatch tower. And it's just going to be a total, like, kid-friendly water play area.
Yep. And in addition, the park's headlining roller coaster, this is the Movie Park Studio Tour that opened last season. We've got a great video of it on our website. That roller coaster is getting a new Gate One shop, the proverbial exit through the gift shop, where you're going to be able to find merchandise for that ride, as well as for the Excalibur Secrets of the Dark Forest water attraction.
Yes. And then there's also going to be new food and beverage offerings. So now they've added the Coca-Cola freestyle machines, which we've seen so many parks adding them in there. And then you can create your own soda, as you know. And then there is a Hollywood inspired Maryland's Pinky Punch or Sam's Sweet Secret Drinks, which are going to be exclusive to the movie park. And you can actually get from those Coca-Cola freestyle machines. So that's really cool, because I'm not sure if I've seen custom beverages created for a theme park and then utilized on the Coca-Cola freestyle machine. So I can't say I've seen that.
Universal Orlando has actually been doing custom freestyle on occasions over the years. They had a Gamma Cooler Hulk themed one for a while. They've also done a, when the Velocicoaster opened, they had a Isla Nublar cooler, a tropical themed one. So they, and even Volcano Bay for a while had its own custom freestyle. I'm a big fan of those. So yeah, I might have to hop a plane all the way to Movie Park Germany just to try the custom freestyle. No. This actually looks like a fun park. I believe it was originally branded to a major movie studio when it first opened, but it lost that branding. It's had some interesting rides over the year. Look up, they had a Gremlins ride way back when. Look up video of that. That's an entertaining, one to watch some old YouTube videos. But you can find out more. movieparkgermany.de, or again, destinations character travel, plan that trip. All right, this is, speaking of planning, this is breaking news. Area 15, the experiential entertainment district that recently opened in Las Vegas, is planning on bringing an outpost to Orlando. They have just announced that they will open the second Area 15 in Orlando in 2024, right in the heart of Orlando's entertainment district. It's planned to be a 300,000 square foot entertainment, shopping, and dining district. It's going to be located right off of I-4 at the intersection with Darrell Parkway, where recently they've opened a White Castle and a Portillo's, so that's a very up-and-coming area.
Oh, yeah, everyone's talking to.
And the new Area 15, they say it's going to feature distinct attractions, interactive art installations, and groundbreaking technology. However, before anyone gets too excited, there is no official announcement that Meow Wolf or Omega Mart has anything to do with this. I've carefully combed through all of the documents. They do not mention the words Meow Wolf anywhere.
No.
If they had a deal, if they had a official deal signed, sealed, and delivered with Meow Wolf to do this for sure, then I'm sure they would have led with that in the announcement, because Meow Wolf is the anchor tenant at Area 15 in Las Vegas, and it is by far the most popular element. I am very excited to see what happens, but if this is an Area 15 without a Meow Wolf, I am slightly less interested.
I know, and I've been to the Area 15 in Las Vegas and went to Meow Wolf Omega Mart, and it is unreal, next level. When you step in just into the Area 15 building, it is like a whole different world. The light packages, I'm excited to see what they do with it in Florida, but I am holding out hope that, you know, Meow Wolf will come calling, because they utilize dozens of local artists. And so I feel like that would be a great opportunity, especially, you know, for the talent pool in Central Florida, you know, so fingers crossed that happens. We shall see.
Yes. If they were to come here, and if they were to draw on the amazing talent pool that we have in Orlando, that would be absolutely incredible. They've already installed a mascot. He's a robot holding a flag that's been planted in the middle of a big empty field. And I believe one of our reporters might even live where he can see this from his apartment building.
That is so cool.
this is going to be exciting to watch this develop. Obviously, not till 2024, so we got a couple of years to see what actually turns out. But if you are interested in knowing more, on our YouTube channel, our friend Greg has been out to Area 15 in Las Vegas and taken some great videos there. So you can get a sense of what it's like from those. and visit area15.com. Keep checking that website for more updates, because I know this is a project we are going to be watching real, real closely over the next couple of years.
Yes. Fingers crossed for some exciting, exclusive stuff.
Fingers crossed. So next up, new entertainment is coming to the Tokyo Disney Resort during the 20th anniversary celebration of Tokyo Disney Sea Park. This year, 2022, they are celebrating the 20th anniversary, a little bit late, of Tokyo Disney Sea. And as part of that, both parks are going to have a full calendar of seasonal fun starting in April and running all the way through Christmas. It's kicking off April 1st with a special Disney Easter event, including the presentation of the Usatama on the Run parade. And starting in April, there's also going to be a new 25-minute entertainment program at Tokyo Disney Sea celebrating the anniversary. That performance is going to be on the hangar stage, and performers are going to present a journey across 20 years of unique entertainment.
Yes. And then April 1st, they're going to have something for little visitors, and it's going to be Jamboree Mickey Let's Dance. And it's going to be a 15-minute program taking place in Tokyo Disneyland and Tokyo Disney Sea Parks.
And if you are a fan of the Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters attraction in Tokyo Disneyland Park, they are going to be powering it up for Astro Hero Time, giving players increased attack power with your blasters so you can get a higher score than ever before. I love ride overlays. And in addition to making this adjustment to Buzz Lightyear, also from July 1st through August 31st, Splash Mountain is getting a new version called Get Wet Max, which sounds like similar to what they used to do in Disneyland, where they have super soaking jets making sure that you will drown on your way down the ride.
And then spooky season begins at Tokyo Disneyland September 15th and runs through October 31st. And then Tokyo Disney Sea will have Disney Halloween. So they always do it up so big for the holidays there. So I'm definitely jealous of everything they have.
So it's a full lineup of seasonal events going all through the year. There are still health and safety restrictions at the Tokyo Disney parks and Japan in general. I believe they've recently started raising the amount of tourists that they're allowing into the park. So if you are like me, I'm hoping, not 2022, maybe 2024, I'll finally get out there.
Yes.
But if you want to start planning that trip, tokyodisneyresort.jp, or as always, Destination with Character Travel. All right, next up, the DC Superhero Run is going to be an in-person event for the first time ever. DC Superhero Run, which is a family running event held by Six Flags for the benefit of the St. Jude's Children Research Hospitals, was a virtual-only event for 2020 and 2021. But this year, superheroes across the country are going to be united in multiple cities for an in-person event. Starting June 12th, the first in-person event is a 5K at Six Flags St. Louis. There's going to be 8 races in total, and you are going to have a chance to represent Batman, Wonder Woman, or Superman, your DC superhero of your choice, as you participate in a run in 8 different Six Flags parks going all the way through November 13th.
Yes, and it looks like there's some pretty cool stuff they're going to give you, Wonder Woman themed items, and then there's going to be a post-race after party. So I'm expecting some themed beverages, some cool photo ops, and I'm sure the costumes that runners are going to come up with. And again, it's all for St. Jude. If you've ever done a St. Jude race, you know that those are highly energized. Everyone is so excited to be running or walking for such a good cause.
Yep. Everyone who participates is being encouraged to dress up in their best superhero costumes, of course. And it looks like you're going to get some pretty sweet swag, because all participants are going to get an exclusive gift of Wonder Woman, Superman, or Batman branded gear. a superhero t-shirt, a bib, wrist cuffs, and a finisher's medal. So it's a pretty nice prize pack there. And you're also going to be able to purchase discounted tickets for time in the park on the Saturday or the Sunday of that race week. There is still a virtual race going on if you want to sign up for that, if you can't do it in person. And either way, like we said, it will support St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital.
Yes.
It
also starts at 7:30, which I think is very important to know. So if you are a Run Disney person, you're used to getting up at 2 a.m. to make the bus. So this is a little bit more friendlier for the people.
That's a lot nicer.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So if you want more information on this one, head on over to dcsuperherorun.com. All right. Here's a question for you. What if you could be one of the Guardians of the Galaxy? Secret Cinema, in association with Marvel Studios, is presenting the Guardians of the Galaxy live immersive experience in London in 2022. Tickets are going on sale at secretcinema.org. If you have heard of Secret Cinema, they do these incredible things that are a combination between an immersive art experience and an escape room and a movie watching party, each themed around a different film. They've done everything from Empire Strikes Back to The Rage over the years. But this time, the most notorious crew in the galaxy, the Ravagers, they need some new recruits, and they're looking for some new guardians. You're willing to do a little bit of good and a little bit of bad. You are going to want to check this out.
Yes, and it's so cool because you don't know the location until you sign up, and then you'll get this email invitation that will reveal everything, and basically you'll learn your identity, the mission within the story, and then they'll kind of give you suggestions on how you should dress when you go to really kind of become immersed in your character and the experience.
Yeah, they talk about it as living out a 360-degree cinematic experience, not dissimilar to the Galactic Star Cruiser for Star Wars over in Walt Disney World. This is taking place at a, like we said, a secret location somewhere in London. These things have always been incredibly popular. They take away your cell phone when you go in. This is not about getting likes on social media. This is about kind of immersing yourself in a theatrical experience and kind of going inside one of your favorite movies. So if that sounds good to you, the early access tickets went on sale March 11th, noon London time, which is 7 a.m. U.S. So hop on over to secretcinema.org. The standard tickets start at $61 US, and there are premium tickets that start at $128 US, goes all the way up to $151 or $256 if you want to bring your family. But you get a quite elaborate experience for that money. So if you're going to be in London, yeah, not bad at all for what you're getting. Definitely cheaper than a couple days on the Star Cruiser.
Yes.
So if you want to book, secretcinema.org, head on over there. And next, Chuck E. Cheese is launching a Springtastic celebration. Chuck E. Cheese Family Entertainment Centers are continuing their four seasons of fun with a new Springtastic celebration. Includes some limited time discounts, magical unicorn themed treats, and exclusive deals. This is starting now and runs all the way through April 24th at Chuck E. Cheese locations all across the country. And it will involve exclusive weekday deals Monday through Thursdays, where you can get 30 minutes of pre-game play with the purchase of 60 minutes or more, along with some other discounted spring break fun packs.
Yes, and it looks like they're kind of getting in the dessert market with these. They're offering a unicorn cupcake, and it looks very Insta-worthy, kind of something like you would find at Disneyland. So it's a jumbo vanilla cupcake, there's rainbow sprinkles, and there's this edible gold unicorn horn and ears. And then keeping with that spring colorful rainbow theme, there's going to be unicorn churros, unicorn cotton candy, and then of course they've had rainbow Dippin' Dots. So that will be part of the desserts that you can partake in if you happen to visit.
Yes. The definite sugar high on the horizon with all of that. And then entertainment wise, they are unlocking some new features inside the Chuck E. Cheese app, which is available on smartphones. They've got some new music, including a new spring anthem, Spring Break Breakdance. And on Chuck E. Cheese's YouTube channel, you can find Bella's Garden Party and The Case of the Missing Vegetables that airs on March 15th, featuring the Chuck E. Cheese characters celebrating spring and solving a mystery. You know, I actually got a chance to talk to the CEO of Chuck E. Cheese at the reopening of the biggest one in Orlando not too long ago. And he kind of talked to me through this whole plan. Basically, their plan is that every season there will be something new food-wise and entertainment-wise at Chuck E. Cheese to kind of constantly keep it refreshed. And I got to say, it was a long, long time. The last time I was at Chuck E. Cheese, there were still robots singing songs. Robots are all long gone. But, you know, they teamed up with some good people and created some really high quality video entertainment for the kids. I personally still miss the robots, but you know, that's my generation.
I actually went recently with one of my parent friends who has a 3-year-old, and it was the first time in years, and I was surprised. There's a dance floor. They really, you know, they really stepped it up. So if you're gonna eat some unicorn cupcakes, you can go dance it off with
exactly. Yep.
And just there's
you're gonna have to dance a long time though. Anyway, and the final thing is that select Chuck E. Cheese locations are going to be highlighting Autism Awareness Month in partnership with Autism Speaks. They're extending their sensory-sensitive Sundays through the end of April, and they're also going to be doing a special roundup fundraising campaign for donations to Autism Speaks. So if you want to find out more about any of that, please head on over to chuckecheese.com. And now, SeaWorld San Diego's Seven Seas Food Festival is set sail this weekend, every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through May 1st. SeaWorld San Diego is hosting its Seven Seas Food Festival. And, you know, I think we both know all of the SeaWorld parks have really upped their game with food festivals over the last few years. I've become a big fan of the ones in Orlando. And this is going to be the San Diego Park's largest food and festival ever, with 150 international menu items, music performance, the Polynesian dance show with fire dancers, and more than 50 specially curated cocktails and wines.
Yes, and they're going to be supporting local craft brewers. So I was looking through the list. So there's going to be over 50 craft beers from San Diego and the area. Really stepping it up. And I love to see, you know, craft breweries, especially local ones, supported in theme parks. So I'm excited. And 150 special menu items is a lot, you know, especially for kitchen staff to keep up with. So that's exciting that they're, you know, kind of going full-fledged ahead with their festival offerings.
Yeah, if you hop on over to our website, we have the full menu lineup. And this is pretty extensive. You know, some high-end items, lots of nice lobster-based items from Southern California, traditional Mexican fare, Caribbean food. They've got Polynesian poke bowls, a tiki bar, Mediterranean food, and like you said, a really extensive list of craft beers from all over the region. And they're also going to be celebrating the opening of the new Emperor Coaster. That official opening date is March 12th, and they partnered with local Mike Hess Brewing to create the Emperor Hazy IPA, which is a limited release pineapple mango citrus forward Indian pale ale that you can try exclusively during this event.
Yes, I think that's going to be really cool to try. And I love that now theme parks are creating all these specialty IPAs for roller coaster releases. If you had the Isla Nublar for Velocicoaster, that was also a citrusy IPA. So hopefully we'll get down to or over to SeaWorld San Diego to try this Imperial IPA.
I, I will say I am a fan of custom craft beers. I am not personally a fan of IPAs. I wish we could get some custom beers that were, maybe a little more Guinness-like.
Yes, I don't drink IPAs either, but for some reason, I loved the Isla Nublar they came out with. It's very citrusy. Yeah. It almost reminds me of
It's very floral. Light. I like it.
So I could do those. Yeah, so this one's along that line.
So if SeaWorld San Diego's Seven Seas Food Festival appeals to you, probably the best way to tackle it is with one of their sampler cards. You can get a 15 taste card for $80 or a 10 taste card for $65. They're even doing a Friday happy hour after 4 p.m. on Fridays. So lots of ways that you can save some money. And annual pass holders can get a 18 sample card for the price of a 15. So head on over to SeaWorld San Diego's website if you would like some more information about this event. And now it's time to wish a happy 30th anniversary to Disneyland Paris. The park officially opened on April 12th of 1992, and they are kicking off the resort's 30th anniversary on March 6th of 2022, with the addition of two new shows, Living Sculptures and event-themed culinary and merchandise offerings.
Yes, and more than 375 million visitors have entered the gates of Disneyland Paris since it opened. So they're kind of, pulling out all the stops at Sleeping Beauty Castle. There's a new daytime show that's going to be performed a few times throughout the day around the Central Plaza, and it's called Dream and Shine Brighter. And it is based on three themes of Smile and Laugh Louder, Open Your Heart, and Believe in Your Dreams. So this is going to have 30 dancers, colorful pageant of floats, 20 Disney songs, two new original songs. So I think that should be pretty cool. And that's just, that's my favorite castle. So if they're doing any sort of entertainment around that, I'd love to see it. And then kind of what broke the internet was the Disney Delight drone show. So as you know, at our Disney parks in America, we don't have drone shows, and it makes quite a lot of people upset.
Yeah, Disney has done some drone shows outside of their parks. Disney Springs, we had a great holiday drone show a few years ago. First time that they have tried doing this actually inside a park over a castle as part of a nighttime show. The drones are being used to create a giant 30 logo in the sky, and the video of it is just stunning. So I can't imagine being able to see that in person. In addition to that, they're doing 30th anniversary decor with these neat kinetic sculptures that are kind of stylized versions of different Disney characters around the park. And something that is exciting for me, when I visited Disneyland Paris a few years ago, Walt's, an American restaurant, which is the high-end restaurant in the Disneyland Paris park, was closed. But they are reopening it with a brand new bistronomy menu featuring refined versions of American favorites, including upscale version of Walt's favorite chili, mac and cheese, corn chowder, and even the pineapple upside down cake.
Yes, I'm excited for that. I haven't been to Walt in years, and I know a lot of Disneyland Paris fans have been awaiting this to reopen. So that opens, we have a little bit of time. It's April 12th that it will reopen, and it will be exactly 30 years to the day after the resort opens. So I guess they're waiting out, holding out to get the menu fine-tuned, and they'll be open right on that anniversary day.
Yep. Now, if you're hungry now and you can't wait that long, Toad Hall Restaurant Disneyland Paris is reopening on April 6th, and they're going to be serving a new fish and chips in a newspaper. Ice cream company has got some new flavor milkshakes, but this is the big news. For the first time ever, you will finally be able to get Disney Park turkey legs and Mickey ice cream bars in Disneyland Paris starting March 6th. I guess I never realized that such an important staple of Disney snack food was not available in Disneyland Paris. Maybe they figured the French were too sophisticated to walk around eating a turkey leg. But now they get their chance to.
About this news, but I mean, I'm just too busy eating crepes and waffles and all of their specialties.
Exactly.
So I will not be partaking in a turkey leg, but this is exciting for people maybe over there that want to get their Disney Parks US fix, as so many people haven't been able to for years. Yeah, so.
And we've discussed before that there's exclusive merchandise, including Pandora jewelry. And finally, you're going to be able to see the characters, including Minnie Mouse, who is wearing her new Stella McCartney designed pantsuit. At Disneyland Paris, you can actually see those characters up close. Hugs are back in Disneyland Paris, which hopefully means they will be back in the American park soon, too.
Fingers crossed. Yeah, we're still waiting.
Yes. So if you want to get in on the big anniversary event, hop on over to DisneylandParis.com and talk to Destinations with Character Travel about booking that trip. And our last bit of news in the queue, Disney properties are celebrating the release of the film Turning Red with larger than life experiences. The new Pixar film makes its streaming service debut on Disney Plus March 11th. And to celebrate, various Disney properties are going to be putting on events, starting with Walt Disney World, which is adding a sneak peek of the film to the Walt Disney Presents attraction in Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Yes, and then Epcot, of course, Foodie Central, is going to be introducing some food-related items to celebrate the Red Panda. So the Canada Popcorn Cart, which many people love for the maple popcorn, they are going to be offering a drink. It's called the Pandaade, so a twist on lemonade with coconut pomegranate flavors, and there's going to be pomegranate boba pearls. So that sounds
Sounds tasty.
It sounds refreshing.
I was actually looking at Le Cellier. The main character in this film is Canadian and Chinese. Mm-hmm. So they are honoring her heritage with beef stir fry poutine.
It actually sounds delicious.
French fries. It really does. It's French fries and Canadian cheddar curds, but then it's topped with stir fried beef and a gravy that's got some Asian flavors. So I'm kind of tempted. I want to try that one out. You're going to be able to get those now through May 31st. Also, Disney Springs Bakery, the Amorette's Patisserie, is got this adorable Turning Red mini dome cake. Limited sales available that daily. I bet those are going to sell out every day because those are so cute.
Right. This is definitely the most kind of, Insta-worthy of the treats that we're releasing. It's absolutely adorable. Mm-hmm. You have to look up a picture of these. It's, in our article on attractions.com. These look amazing.
Yeah. And if you are on the West Coast, Disney's California Adventure has got a photo op theme to Turning Red. It's right near the Silly Symphony Swings, and I'm going to head over there tonight and see if I can snap a picture with it.
Yes, this looks really cool. I like the picture of it. Yeah, they've been doing really awesome photo ops in that area by the Silly Symphony Swings, so this is just kind of another one.
Yeah. Yep. And finally, if you are on a Disney Cruise Line, they have been showing the film at sneak previews since March 4th. So if you are taking a sailing on the Magic, the Fantasy, the Dream, or the Wonder, you can check out Turning Red for yourself on the high seas. Like we said, it's streaming March 11th on Disney Plus. So check that out. It's been getting some really great reviews.
Yes, I'm excited. I haven't watched it yet because we've been traveling.
Yeah. Well, that is all we've got for you this week, News in the Queue. But before we get to this week's main attraction, let's hear a quick word from our sponsor.
Here at Destinations with Character Travel, we offer the best experience with your travels. Need to visit the thrilling Disneyland Resort, Walt Disney World? Maybe lounge about on a Disney cruise or any other major cruise line? No problem. So if you're looking for a stress and hassle-free vacation, visit us at www.destinationswithcharacter.com. Contact us today and let us plan a magical vacation for you and your family.
It's time for the main attraction!
All right, for our main attraction, the first Super Nintendo World in the United States is going to open at Universal Studios Hollywood sometime in 2023. We've been watching them build this for a while, but now it is official. Super Nintendo World at Universal Studios Hollywood will open sometime in 2023. We do not have a date. We do not have a month or a season, but at least we've got a year when you are going to finally be able to step inside a Nintendo video game in California and meet Mario, Luigi, and Princess Peach in person. This is, of course, the copy of the very successful land that opened in Japan. This is a scaled down version of it. It confirms that there will only be one ride in the land. We will get the Mario Kart ride. We are not getting the Yoshi Dark ride because it is a little too similar to the Secret Life of Pets. And they're not yet getting the Donkey Kong roller coaster, which is being built in Florida. Florida will be the largest version. But if you want to ride the very first Mario Kart in the United States, then start planning your trip for 2023 to Hollywood.
Yes, it's been so exciting. I mean, every time I go down the very long escalator to just kind of get a peek in and see, you see another little green path being put up. If you take the studio tour, you can all, you go right behind there. Mm-hmm. So they're working with a very small piece of land. So I don't know how much more the
it's really
fit, but
it's incredible. It's incredible watching that be kind of wedged in there in between. You've got sort of the ride on one side of it, you've got the Transformers building on the other, and they've kind of created this little cul-de-sac. I'm not entirely sure how folks are going to get in and out. Crowd flow is going to be real interesting.
Yes. And so what it kind of appears like is that you're going to enter, if you're familiar and looking at Transformers, to the left. They've kind of have a big sign up. So I think that's going to be there, but that flow of traffic down there is always in the lower lot we're talking about is always pretty hectic.
Yes.
So it's going to be interesting. I could see them using maybe a queue system to get into the land like other parks have used.
I think, you know, in Japan, they've used a virtual queue system.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be mandatory because there's going to be a lot more demand than that land can support. Like we said, there's only one attraction, but there's a lot of interactive things. Blocks to punch. We assume that they're going to bring the interactive wristbands that they have in Japan that interact with the app and basically gamify the entire land. It's sort of, think about what they did with the wands for Harry Potter, but take it to a much higher level.
Hollywood is working on their app. I have been long and going, and we only just now got to have our annual passes in the app. So I feel like they're going to need to really work on it until next year, because we're going to need that app working, because I want to use my band.
Thoughts and prayers to Universal Hollywood's IT team, because they're going to probably got a lot of work ahead of them. I will say that I have heard some whispers and rumors that they might want to have some very soft openings at the very, very end of 2022. I would not plan a trip around that yet, but we're keeping our ear close to the ground. But definitely sometime in 2023, we are going to be heading out there to cover the grand opening of this. And it's very exciting.
I'm very excited, especially
knowing that another year after that, maybe a year and a half or two, it will also be coming to Florida in its largest form.
Yes, and to kind of get us ready for it, they are doing a takeover of the feature presentation retail store. So if you're familiar with the park, once you walk in the main entrance, to the left is the studio store, to the right, past Harry Potter, is a feature presentation store. It's kind of where they've had Hello Kitty stuff, She Meets Outside. So they are going to have Super Nintendo World exclusively themed merchandise, which they did a pop-up in the fall. So, and I bought a bunch of stuff from there because it's, you know, it was branded with the Super Nintendo World logo. So they kind of had a rush of stuff that they carried until it sold out, which it did sell out eventually. So I'm excited to see if they're going to give us something new, and I'm hoping. So
yeah, I know you can count on they're going to have apparel for Mario and Luigi. So if you want to wear a Mario hat where you walk around punching blocks, that's going to be a possibility, along with plush characters, including Yoshi, Mario, Bowser, and Luigi. There's going to be a lot more coming soon. We're going to be talking a lot about Super Nintendo over the next couple of years, I'm sure. So head on over to UniversalStudiosHollywood.com for more information. Well, that just about brings us to the end of our podcast. This is, I got to say, I will not be here next week. I will be on a plane while we normally do this. So you will have Carly and a wonderful guest host, but I'll be back in a couple weeks. And also before I go, I just want to thank once again our sponsor, Destination with Character Travel. And I want to remind all of you out there, please give us a review on Apple Podcasts, and please also leave us a rating on Spotify. So if you want to find more coverage from us and Attractions Magazine, Carly, where can folks find you?
Yes, so I am on Twitter at Carly Caramana, and then Instagram, Adventures by Carly.
Awesome. You can find me on theunofficialguides.com, at the UG series on Twitter, or at the Unofficial Guides on Instagram. And you can find Attractions Magazine and all of our coverage at attractionsmagazine.com, at Attractions on Twitter, at Attractions Magazine on Instagram, and on youtube.com/attractionsmagazine. All right, until next week, I hope all of you folks out there stay safe, try something new, but most importantly, have fun, and we will see you soon. Bye.